listening to Peach, Pear, Plum, a parenting podcast.
Hope is the Thing with Feathers by Emily Dickinson. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me.
In this episode of our podcast, we're exploring the word hope. Rather than us talking about what hope means, we decided to turn the microphone over to our community to find out from all of you what you're hopeful for or what hope means to you.
For me, hope is a good thing. Hope is a confident expectation. It's a positive feeling I have about something that's going to come in the future, maybe in an hour, maybe in a week, maybe in a month, maybe in a year. Whenever it does come, I'm really hopeful that it's going to happen. I'm really excited that it's going to happen. I'm really in a very positive place about it happening. And when I think about what it is that I'm actually hopeful for, especially now in 2020, I'm hopeful that people can see good things in and amongst all of the awkward, uncomfortable, and inconvenient things that have been going on around the world with this pandemic. It's really difficult to do that, but I hope that people take the opportunity to see things. You know, you might have heard that expression, the glass is half full or the glass is half empty. I'd like to say the glass is always full. I'm really grateful for the connections I've been able to make with my family during the pandemic. And that's something that I couldn't have done and haven't been doing for years. So thanks to being able to talk to them every week with a Zoom call, that's been great. And I don't think I would have been able to do that. And I don't think we would have organized something like that if it wasn't for a pandemic that actually made us feel like we needed to all get together to do that. So I'm hopeful that other people can see things in a positive way for themselves, even when things kind of stink. Yeah, that's what hope is for me. Confident expectation, and I hope people get it, that they can see things in a positive light for themselves too.
Hope to me means possibility and choices. It opens us up to different thoughts and ideas. It allows us to have things come to us that we didn't even know were out there. And it brings us to a place where we can make choices for ourselves. What do I hope for? Well, as a Tai Chi instructor, my world is steeped with being healthy in all aspects of our being, physically, mentally, and emotionally, spiritually, and energetically. And my hope is that all of us find something, and it can be anything, that empowers us to unleash the healing powers of our own bodies, to gracefully accept what life brings, and to appreciate each moment for what it is. I hope for our world to be healthy.
Hope to me is my family. And how awesome this family has treated me and supported me. And I am hopeful for a long, healthy, strong life with success so I can pass it on to my family. I hope I can keep playing music. And I hope to get to Kauai someday to get with my family.
I'm actually thinking about it quite a bit because there's so many different definitions of hope. And I think I came to the idea that no matter how dark or bleak it gets, there is always good worth fighting for. And that might be a Lord of the Rings thing. I'm not quite sure. You know, when things can imagine that scene, when things get really dark and things seem impossible, but that's what we can hold on to. The other thing that I thought of is, so I've been reading Dr. Viktor Frankl. And so he was a Holocaust survivor, and so he lived through that and was a survivor. And a quote from him is, "The last of the human freedoms is the ability to choose one's attitude in a given circumstance." And that really, really struck me as kind of the core of hope that, you know, like you mentioned, in these kind of bleak times, perhaps, that we can always choose our attitude. Viktor Frankl was pretty amazing. He went on to be one of the founders, in psychology, and, you know, just this idea that our purpose and meaning gives us that hope.
What are you looking forward to this winter?
This winter? Yeah. Well, you know, being outside as much as possible. We're gonna ski, and, you know, I'm actually really excited about Christmas, and you know, I don't always get there, right?
Yeah.
So we also celebrate Hanukkah. We've got our Hanukkah candles ready, and that starts December 10th, and that is the return of the light. So just, you know, trying to enjoy the little things amongst the bigger picture, and just, you know, I guess stay grounded.
Hope means to me that there's good things going to happen. I'm not in control, but I feel that there is something bigger than me, and things always seem to turn out. I'm really looking forward to this holiday, this season. I have feelings, good feelings about it.
Hey, Tyus. What does hope mean to you?
Hope means, like, I'm hopeful that I get, I'm not actually hopeful for this, I am, but, I'm hopeful to get, a present for Christmas, or Christmas is actually coming soon.
So, something you're looking forward to possibly happening?
Yeah, I'm hopeful for getting a dog or something. I'm hopeful to get a dog.
You'd like to get a dog?
Yes, and also a cat, because my favorite animal is a cat. And also, should I do two? Should I do the other one?
Sure. What are you hopeful for?
I am hopeful for getting a cat and a dog when I'm older and when I live in my own house.
You told me once that you want to have 27 cats.
Yes. I want to have 27 cats.
I'm hopeful that you do not have 27 cats.
I think the word hope means, for me, is just, it's almost, I find them interchangeable with faith. You just have to have faith that something good is going to happen, and you have to look for the good things to happen, right? If you're looking for orange cars, then you're going to see orange cars. So if you're looking for something hopeful, you will see something hopeful. So you just have to, you know, keep your eyes open for it, keep your heart open for it, and do what you can to be nice to people in the moment. Be in the moment. I think so many people spend too much time in their own heads, thinking about the future, thinking about things they've done in the past, whatever. It's but if you're in your actual moment, in your actual present moment, and just doing kind things to other people and to yourself, then I think that gives me hope, for sure.
Oh, I suppose the word hope means a feeling that things can be wonderful in the future. Hope for me is music. It's harmony within music. Even though it's perhaps difficult for people to get together to play music at this time, I'm still hopeful that people can listen to each other, play music together, and create beautiful harmony that will bring us all together in the future.
Well, I couldn't help but consider this question when you posed it to me, Jen, in relationship to, you know, the current pandemic that we're facing. Mm-hmm. And I had to really look at what do I see, because that's so front and center in our lives right now. And so I thought, what does hope mean to me in all of this mm-hmm. consideration? And I said, well, so I answered my own question. I said, well, it's, for me, it's an opportunity to actually connect with myself. Because I'm isolated, not out in the public unless it's essential, and really not getting a lot of my thinking and responses to the world by the influence of others around me. Mm-hmm. It's like, what am I thinking today, me, by myself? Mm-hmm. And so my hope is this is an opportunity for someone, anyone, all of us, to connect with ourselves. And I think that attitude is a key for this, because some people are put out, they're inconvenienced by what's going on. And that's almost a bit of entitled arrogance and privilege of how dare you stop me from doing what I want. I want to go out. I want to not wear a mask. I want to, go to the bar or whatever. So having an attitude of taking this as an opportunity to connect with myself. And so I've been really learning at, and really actually identifying with the fact that I enjoy my own company. That I actually, I look in the mirror and I like who I see looking back at me. Mm-hmm. So we're so influenced by others around us, and we're moving so quickly. We're actually, I believe, quite disconnected from ourselves. But this is an opportunity to actually really be our own best friend. Yeah, I think that from a place of being grounded, because I recognize what my own thoughts are. What are my own thoughts and my feelings? And uninfluenced by anyone else around me. I'm not so hurried anymore and distracted. So I can kind of identify what do I think? Mm-hmm. And from that place of being centered in my own thinking, that is when I can really observe what's going on around me. Out in the world, what's going on, and I can connect more with the fact that we are not separate. We are connected with everything around us. We are nature. And the more that we connect with ourselves and recognize we're not separate from anything else, we wouldn't intentionally do damage to ourselves, so we wouldn't want to do damage to whatever we see outside of ourselves, meaning nature. Mm-hmm. So I see this living in harmony more with nature and in collaboration with the world around me. And so for me, this is my hope as a result of this current world situation, that we connect with ourselves and realize that we are interconnected with everything else.
Hope. So much of it for me is tied up in people and, connection to people, watching people do interesting, good work, watching people helping others, watching people do things to bring joy to others. I often get hope listening to a song that tells a story about how people care for each other. And so for me, it's mostly about people. I'm hopeful. I can't avoid the COVID topic. I'm hopeful that people can connect more easily and be able to be nearer to each other and have physical affection. That's what I'm hopeful for this year. I miss close connection with people, and I know lots of other people who are missing it and craving it. So that's what I'm most hopeful for. Think about hope a lot. Recently I read a poem by Emily Dickinson that's called Hope is the Thing with Feathers. She writes of a tiny, determined singer, a little bird that is always perched in our souls,
I really like that image. But I also think that hope is an active verb. We need to find ways to create what it is we hope for and to do what is important for ourselves, for our others, and for the earth. That's how we keep hope alive and keep that little bird singing.
I thought about your questions. What does hope mean to you? It's really a deep feeling that things can get better and will. Things, a situation, life, whatever it is. But they can get better and will get better. Or perhaps our understanding will shift somewhat and we can see value in a situation that we couldn't see before. So therefore, it becomes a more positive result. I think hope is like water. It's springing forth from deep in the heart. It's running deep. It's bringing renewal, new life, new leaves, and an idea that change is possible and can and should be nurtured. So then that led me to thinking, well, what inspires hope? And for me, it's coming from nature, natural cycles, seasonal changes, but also from people and their stories, from my own experience, from the experiences of family members, friends, other people I don't know. So, you know, that shows up in stories, in literature, in art, music, adventures. It's a process of creating and recreating the world, which inspires hope. But your second question was, what are you hopeful for?
Yes.
So here, at this time, you know, coming through this pandemic, I'm hopeful that we'll have a greater sense of common humanity. And it's, I think, I remember back to the time when the Earth was first seen as a sphere from, you know, from space, and that made a difference. And so I think, in a way, it's that sort of thing, a shared global experience. And I think, looking back, we'll see some sort of turning at this time. And it may not be obvious right away. People might go back to what they were doing before. But I think an impact on humanity will be, there will be some sort of shift and turning at this time, which I'm hopeful will be for the good of the world.
I'm hopeful for a sense of calm, and I'm hopeful for a sense of balance for not just me, but for my friends and family and community. And I'm hopeful that that calm and balance will bring inspiration and prosperity, however, and whatever prosperity means.
Yeah.
Hope is where our hearts are open to possibilities every day. It is that tiny spark that moves us, and sometimes it grows large, pushing us on. What do I hope for? Well, right now, what I hope for is that that spark will remain within my granddaughters. In spite of the way the world is right now, I can conclude with telling you about our favorite Christmas song. The words go like this. Hope is a star that shines in the night. Well, I have changed those words for me. My new words are, hope is a spark that glows in our hearts.
Well, what do I think about hope? The thing with hope is it's just not logical. It's more reasonable. Despair is a much more reasonable approach to the world because things eventually will turn out for the worst. But that shows not that hope is a bad thing, but it shows that logic and reason have their limitations. I looked it up in the dictionary of quotations, and I see that Emily Dickinson says, hope is the feathered thing that sits within the soul and sings the tune but not the words and never stops at all. So that makes me realize that hope is a form of prayer, and that's what we can throw up against the bulwark we can oppose to the counsels of reason, which tell us to despair. As for what I hope for the world, I hope that all who grieve will be comforted. And I sure hope the impending disaster will be averted, and I hope the vaccine works. And I hope everybody has a great Christmas.
Hope is the Thing with Feathers by Emily Dickinson. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me.